For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The damage from the Camp Fire in Northern California is overwhelming. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Brock Long says in many areas, communities will need to rebuild from the ground up.
This is going to be extremely difficult. When you have total losses like Paradise, you have to concentrate on helping communities bring back the infrastructure. Without the infrastructure, you can't rebuild businesses and you can't support those who have homes left or those that with temporary homes.
KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign.
Governor Brown finally got a first-hand look at the carnage wrought by the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump has announced reform for prison legislation.
We're all better off when former inmates can receive and reenter society as law-abiding, productive citizens.
The Hill's Molly Hooper says the issue is moving forward now that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is gone.
A number of Democrats who support this. And again, this is something that had long been stalled in part, well, according to my sources and several Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, had been stalled because of Jeff Sessions.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has been arrested. He's accused of felony domestic violence by assaulting a woman. Security at his apartment said that Michael yelled, "She hit me first." According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. Avenatti has recently represented a woman who claimed sexual misconduct by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There was big problems for Google on Monday. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Google has said only that access to some of its services was impacted on Monday, but it offered little additional information. But other internet security officials say it was an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through Russia and China, disrupting Google services late Monday, including searches, cloud hosting services, and Google's bundle of collaboration tools for businesses. The service interruption lasting for about an hour and a half, ending at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Thousand Eyes Network Intelligence Company says in a blog post, at a minimum it caused a massive denial of service to G Suite users as well as Google searches, and put valuable Google traffic in the hands of ISPs in countries with a long history of internet surveillance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel is weighing in on new Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion Wednesday supporting President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as Acting Attorney General. Meanwhile, folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to Whitaker's appointment, including Republican Senator John Kennedy.
I don't think it's fair to the man to bash him before he even has a chance to find the men's room. He's done nothing that should make anybody worry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.